اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So, the students as well, yes, in cooperation with the students of Sevier International School Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope, inshallah, you are safe and healthy wherever you are and whenever you are. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, protect you from all evils and illnesses. So, we are back, inshallah, with another session of the Quranic series of sessions. And inshallah, today, as the previous sessions, we will be practicing, reciting, reading the Holy Quran and practically applying the rules and the things that the points that we just studied, we have just studied so far. Well, inshallah, we'll be in this session as well, applying them on the verses of the Holy Quran, right? And we should never forget that our intention from these two levels of the classes, level one that we finished, level two that we are in, is to be able to read, at least read and recite the Holy Quran without any mistake, fluently. But there are many other topics left that we will, inshallah, be talking about it in the Tajweed level, yes? So there are many good points, and those points that inshallah we'll be talking about them in level 3, they will be helping us a lot, okay? In reading the Quran more and more fluently and beautifully, right?
Yeah.
So our intention is to be able to read the Quran. For example, if someone gives you a Quran, you open a page, so are you able to read it or no? And if you are able to read, can you read it fast, slow, fluently, without mistake or no? So this is the goal, okay? So if you have achieved, if you can recite the Quran now or read the Quran, yes, like this, يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, for example. So you are able to read now. It means, alhamdulillah, you have learned, you have passed the, and you have, alhamdulillah, the ability, and you have acquired the experiments, acquired the points that we have studied so far in these classes. And it means these classes have been, alhamdulillah, influential for you. So, with reciting a salawat, we will go to the page 4 of the Quran, because this was the last page we practiced. We will go on, inshallah. Then one new topic today as well we will be focusing on, and that will be well, actually, we were kind of talking about where to stop.
No,
where to stop or how to stop? Which one?
How to stop.
How to make a pause.
Both.
Yes.
Both. And now,
but where to stop, we didn't talk. No. We have not talked about it.
No, why'd you say that?
Yes. So where to talk? Where to talk?
<I'm sorry. laughs>
Where to stop or where we have to make a pause and where, in which part of the Quran, for example. I'm reading one ayah. Yes, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. For example, مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما Can I make a pause at falamma or
yes.
no?
Yes, you can, you can, because there's a med there, and you can just turn it into a alif med.
That's how should I make a pause? So if I make a pause here, the rules that we studied these two, three sessions before, yes? Mm-hmm. That tells us if you make a pause at falamma, you have to change the med to just a simple harakat. Do not stretch it so much, yes?
So if it's I can't stop, man.
But look... But the rules that we have studied so far have not told us yet that you can, for example, stop at falamma or you cannot. It just told us if you stop here, you have to do this. But it didn't tell us. Yeah? It has not told us that you should make a pause here or you should not make a pause. Are you allowed here or no? Didn't tell us. So the answer for this question, am I allowed to make a pause at this word or
no.
at this section of the ayah no. or not? We'll inshallah start today, but it has a long discussion. So, but alhamdulillah, there is one thing, okay? That the Quran that we have right now, well, actually, if we want to understand, first point before we go to the details, first point, if we want to understand whether we are allowed to make a pause here or no, yes, better. For better understanding, we need to learn Arabic. We need to, for example, know the meaning of the Quran. Because we should understand the meaning of the sentences, the verses of the Holy Quran. If you understand, you will better know, okay? That, if I make a pause at this part of the sentence, the meaning of the sentence will be wrong. Or the meaning will not be complete. So you will understand that you should never make a pause here. Or you will understand again, if I make at this part of this, make a pause at this part of the ayah of the Quran, the meaning will be the best meaning. So in that case, you will make a pause. But suppose you don't know the meaning, you're not able to understand the meaning, okay? Just reading, you're level 1, level 2. Yes, you're not, for example, studying the interpretation of the Quran or translation of the Quran, these things. At tafsir wa tarjuma, yes?
It's my mom studying that.
In this case, I have to tell you that you should never worry, okay? Because in the Quran, we have some signs and symptoms, okay, that help us, that tells you. Whenever you see them, it says that, oh, Hadi, it's me. Oh, I allow you to make a pause. The next ayah, you go in some part of the ayah, hey, Hadi, it's me. Don't make a pause here. Okay? This helps you. There are some signs. Like there is a jim, there is a sad, there is sali or salah, there is qali or qala, we say something like this. Or za, or for example, there are sometimes mim, sometimes lam, lam alif la, these things. So they all are different stations, but in some stations you can make a pause, in some stations you cannot make a pause. You see, some buses, yes, they have stations. Yes, sometimes they do not stop there at the station. Why? Because they are not allowed.
Yes.
It is the station, bus station. Maybe for some reasons, they are not allowed. Yes? It's like this. So inshallah, we'll be talking about it, okay? Don't worry. And so two things are there. If you know the meaning of the Quran, it's much easier for you. Yes? Because you know Arabic, you can understand. Where should you make a pause or no? Are you allowed or no? Based on the meaning. But if you don't know the meaning or translation, the interpretation, in that case, again, you don't have to worry because there is another way that can help you. Yes, there are some signs and symptoms. Okay? يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So we will be reading inshallah this page 4. Yes.
Can we read group by group?
No, sir. So first him,
so
then second me.
Should we recite by group or?
Yeah, group by
no,
group.
No group. Yes.
Okay. But, sir, can we just each recite one ayah? I want to recite
no,
ayah.
No, first.
Me. So, first, I will read two ayahs.
No, me.
No, sir. Let's read the first two ayahs. We read the first two ayahs, and they read the
the fourth.
No, I just wanted to recite two of them.
No, sir.
They will read the first line. We will read the second line.
No.
First line we two.
First, second you. The all we two.
No.
Both of you won, both of us won.
No.
Okay, not A, not Z, B.
He reads Aya 18, and I read Aya. No, he reads Aya 7. They read Aya. No. He reads Aya 17, and I read Aya 18.
No, both of you should read one Aya.
Okay, let's. Oh, Allah Almighty says that you have to read.
Yay.
Me. All right, you first, and then I'm second.
I mean me.
First, before we recite Hadith,
we have to recite a salawat, then we will go and start.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Okay, one minute. Our focus is on what?
Pause.
Right now.
Pause.
How to make a pause, not where to make a pause.
How?
So where to make a pause is the second step.
Yes.
Okay? So what was the reason of making a pause?
To get a breath.
Go out of breath, or for example, the eye is too long. Yes, these things. So,
come on, read.
So Hadi and Mahdi will recite the first two ayahs, then the two second ayahs.
I'm second.
Oh, and the second ayahs.
No, okay, be quiet.
I
am reading.
Just a second.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
What did you say?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu? Is it a'udhu?
Let's make a deal, guys.
Hello?
No.
Let's make a deal. The deal is this. If you repeat simple mistakes, you will not get the chance for the second time.
No.
For example, now, Hadi recited A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Mahdi will not be able to read.
So I say A'udhu.
I will.
He made two mistakes. So if the same kind of mistakes, simple mistakes, for example, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if he makes mistake, or with the pronunciation of tha, dhal, fatha, kasra, dhamma, with these ones, if he makes mistake, or you make mistake, the next group will get the chance. All right, Mahdi?
Yes.
Sir, do one by one. Like,
no, sir.
Both
no.
of us read one ayah.
No.
Yeah.
He just wants to read someone.
We will do it.
That's what he just wants to read.
Okay. No. Be quiet.
Yes.
We will do it, okay?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أزاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم تركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
Okay,
now my turn.
Mahdi, was there any mistake?
Oh, okay. First, the fa'i said masa. And
accept your mistakes.
And the ha, he pronounced it ha.
About dhal.
Oh, and the dhal, he pronounced it za.
Mm-hmm.
The.
And the dhad, he and pronounced it
thing.
Za.
And the thi.
And the thi, yeah, we talked about that. And, yeah, I think that's all.
Zulumat.
Yeah, and also zulumat. It was a zulumat.
Okay, Mahdi, read the same ayah and do not make the mistake.
Oh, wait, what? Can I just read the second ayah?
Wait, read this one. Fix his mistakes then.
You didn't make mistake.
Let's see. Do you make mistakes or not? If you made mistakes, we'll go to the next guy.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ كمثل الذي استوقد نارا
Look, you are going out of breath or you're making a pause, but you are not applying the rule of how to make a pause. Look, you're saying مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا You made a pause.
You didn't apply the rule.
So the word نَارًا ends with تَنْوِين فَتْحَة. What should we do with that تَنْوِين فَتْحَة if we make a pause?
I know. We change it into a sukun.
No!
And, Alif Mahdi.
Alif Mahdi.
We change it into a sukun.
I know.
Sometimes people who are in the wrong way,
I'm going to start from...
They persist a lot, okay? They insist a lot that I'm right. But when we kind of remind them, okay, or kind of inform them that, hey, you are wrong, okay? Then when they understand, oh, yeah. Let's recite a salat, inshallah.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. So by the way, we always have to give thanks first to Allah Almighty.
Then.
That has given us the opportunity to recite his book, to learn his book.
Yes.
Second thing, we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. The school's network
and of course,
for kind of providing, yes, this kind of sessions for us. For let us come and learn the Holy Quran. So we will recite a salawat for them and take a break. Then we will be back, inshallah, okay?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum wa lanadahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان